Mickey Rock, Squarespace is the sponsor today. It's a very easy drag and drop to yourself site platform with everything you need to create an exceptional website. Me Ricky, go to squarespace.com/rafflecast to start a free trial. Using up a contract when you decide to purchase, then you receive a 10% discount. Shout out to the mighty, mighty Bostons. Shout out to the mighty, mighty Bostons. Shout out me Ricky Bostons. Me Ricky Bostons. Me Ricky Bostons. That's squarespace.com/rafflecast. Alpha code is T-R-A-C-K track. Alpha code is T-R-A-C-K track. Alpha code is T-R-A-C-K track. Me Ricky boom boom down.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is John Daly. So,
Rafflecast is in Deborah. I'm glad it belongs to America. Yep.
Starring John Daly.
Building the track. Building the track. It's the podcast where we make a song in 20 minutes. It's the best podcast around. Red on bass, Cyrus on guitar and production. I'm John Daly. How's it going? I'm in the studio with my good friend John Gamberling.
Hello.
He's the best.
Hello.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of great tracks, building a lot of great tracks. I'm so happy that you could build a track with us
me
today.
Me too.
I consider you to be one of my best friends, and I love you.
I consider that.
And
I love you too.
I love your work. You're a hilarious comedian.
Also
a musician. Great musician. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your musical history and kind of the bands you were in high school.
Well, I was in one band in high school. It was a punk ska band called... that always gets laughs. It was the 90s.
I love it.
The late 90s.
And you had a green mohawk at the time, right?
I didn't have a mohawk. I had different colored hair.
You got a little punk ska going on.
Oh, yeah.
Which a horn section.
It was called the Loose Nuts.
Yeah.
And it was we started it with a friend of mine in my class at school. We did like a talent show. He enlisted me to play a Bush song in a talent show. He loved Bush.
Yeah. Oh, he enlisted you? Weird.
Yeah. Oh. To sing
Swallow.
Bush with him.
Was it Swallow?
Remember. It might have been
Swallow.
Machine Head? I can't remember.
Bush sucks.
I know.
Gwen Stefani? Dump that loser. That's what I have to say.
I knew at the time.
So you did that song. You did a song on the American Pie soundtrack, right?
We had a song on the American Pie soundtrack.
The first American Pie movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, when I first met you, you were picking up big checks from being a songwriter on the song on the American Pie soundtrack.
Yeah, we got a few big checks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still, little checks come now.
That's crazy.
And for whatever reason, I'm the guy that all the checks come to.
Really?
So I guess I should be distributing them, but I just don't.
That might be a bad thing to say on a national podcast. This is
well,
global.
They know. They the other guys have never like had the energy to straighten it out. So.
Yeah, are they rich kids or something? Who are like
My friend?
You're still friends with them, right? Or
yeah,
are you
my
not?
Friend Ben, who I started the band with, is rich.
Manhattan. You grew up in Manhattan.
I grew up in Manhattan.
Yeah. Love 86 and
96 between Columbus and Central Park West.
Nice.
It was a small apartment, though.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't.
I know you're not. I know you weren't necessarily like.
No, I know, but I know you hear Upper West Side. You know.
Yeah.
And it was a it was a pretty small apartment.
Yeah, and were you like a punk rock kid? You were always into like punk rock.
Or? What was I into? I don't know that I was. I was always into melodic stuff. Like, I didn't have a lot of patience for, like, just atonal screaming stuff. Like, Minor Threat's, like, as far as I can go in that direction.
Minor Threat's. Yeah, that's great.
You know, I like... No,
that's pretty far for a lot of... I mean, that's...
Yeah, but even that, I'm not going to, like, sit down and listen. I'm not going to, like,
I don't, like, jam out on... Yeah. It's like, you love bands, and that's what I wanted to talk about, too, because you... Everyone like says this is my favorite band. Like, and if Minor Threat's your favorite band, like, how often do you really put that band? I don't put Minor Threat on ever. I do put, you know what? I do put Fugazi on sometimes, and on the Kill Taker. But that's when I'm like in a really cranky mood. I don't know, or maybe a mood where I feel just free and I'm just really good. I'm just like, man, I'm gonna get in touch with when I was.
I'm mad about putting music on, actually. Like, I listen to the radio in the car.
Same here.
Like, I don't like, listen to my own music that often.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I listen to the radio, and it depresses me, and I it's like Christopher Dorner, everyone's NPR. Dying, and then, and then like that adds up, and then...
Not everyone's dying. Yeah.
Everyone's dying.
Wasn't it funny, Christopher Dorner, every time they said Dorner, it sounded exactly like how Oprah says daughter.
Yeah.
So you're Dorner.
You're Dorner. So, what's up, Oprah? Big fan of the show, Building the Track. By the way, Building the Track, this is we're Building the Track is a show where we build a track. In 20 minutes, we're going to start a clock. We're going to start a clock. We're going to build a track from soup to nuts in 20 minutes. All the guitar parts, all the bass parts. We're in the studio, really mellow. There's a carpet. There's a beautiful carpet. There's a very fat cat. And it's very chill, and it's Cyrus's place, and we're all chilling, and John's here. So we're going to make a track. So what I was saying, like, if you were put, like, say you're put the first, like, few things, or, like, you know what, name a song, I think, like, one of your top 10 songs that you say is your top 10, any song, not number one or number 10, or just one that's definitely in there.
I like.
Yeah, I hate it, too. That's so any 10, or... anything that you happen to be listening to or liking or into right now.
Things I listen to most these days is Queen.
Nice.
I didn't used to listen to Queen, but now I listen to Queen. And
On it. Yeah.
How many notes is that?
These guys are fucking.
Oh my god!
Two different songs.
He gets all the notes.
Man, this feels. I feel like this is Wayne's World, and I don't know why. I feel like we're in Wayne's World. This. For anyone that's wondering, this feels a lot like what Wayne's World, a Wayne's World-esque fantasy, just making Building the Track. I want you to imagine what that's like, but without like Wayne and Garth. What's the statute of limitations on Wayne's World? I think we started
on
back
Wayne's
up.
World again. References?
Wayne's World references are pretty back, right? I mean,
they're back.
Look at this guy. Ooh. Anyway, geez, give it a round of applause for Cyrus. Fucking Brett on bass. These guys. Okay, you're good. What are you going to start building a track already? Come on, guys. we have a lot of fun. So what time? Like, what do you want to? What kind of track would you want to create? Queen. I know that you have a brilliant and we built a track with Brian Husky last night, who does No Posers. You've done No Posers with.
Yeah.
We're talking about your amazing heavy metal voice. You have kind of, or just voice. I mean, it's not really a heavy metal voice, but I've seen it to applied to more like.
It.
Yeah, it's pretty good though. I mean, you know, compared to your average bear.
Yeah.
Thanks for farting. John Gemberling is a big fart man. He farts a lot, and then he smiles and acts like it's your bad that he makes you feel. You make me feel weird for calling out your fart. Like, yeah, I fart. Everyone farts all the time.
I don't do that anymore.
That doesn't happen.
Let me grow.
You're not
Allow
growing.
Me to
is
grow
what I'm saying.
And change. No,
you're not growing.
I still fart, but I don't put it on you that you're to blame for taking offense. I accept that you take offense. Accept that about me now.
I don't accept that about you because you're doing a rude thing that affects me.
A rude thing?
This is something that you do a lot
oh my God.
To everyone. Yeah, exactly. Anyways, we're getting off track. So you put on a lot of Queen. You'd say you put on a lot of Queen.
Well, more modern thing I like is TV on the Radio. I listen to a lot.
They're good. Tunde Adebumbe. I rode the bus. That's his name. I rode the bus with him, the singer of TV on the Radio, every day. When I was in high school, I went to high school with Tunde.
Really?
Shout out to Tunde. I did, yeah. Yeah, he's a great dude.
Oh, a
great
friend of
dude.
Mine worked at a graphic design, like in a graphic design studio or animation studio with him.
Yeah. And I was in TV on the Radio and, you know, with that dude who's like the Williamsburg dude, Kip. Kip, he's like the guy who's Williamsburg, see him all the time, and you're like, that's the other guy from TV on the Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, that's what life is about.
So I like them a lot. I like that soulful electronic stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking awesome. What kind of song? I mean, if in your fantasy, what your fantasy of like any kind of song you could make right now, what where are you at? Where are you at with that? Like if there's a if you could pick a, I mean, what would it be about? We've talked about metal. We've talked about Queen. I love the idea of adding any kind of Queen anything.
Yeah, I guess like a...
theatrical? I don't know.
Yeah, or, yeah, like... but sort of, you know, soulful theatrical, like deep, rich...
rich.
Tones, you know?
Lush tones?
Not as... I mean, I like
organ?
Queen's whole spectrum. Sure, organ.
Like big, like
I don't know
pipe
if I
want to
make their like fanciful songs right now.
Yeah,
know?
I don't either. Yeah, I don't. I didn't mean to even like push you towards Queen because I don't need to make that sounds complicated too. Like making a Queen song is no joke. In 20 minutes, I think it probably takes them at least 45.
They have simpler songs.
This thing called Love, very simple song. Mm-hmm.
39, you guys know 39?
Yeah.
Brian May, All the Way.
Bicycle Rider. Anyway, so also punk ska. Ska.
Yeah, let's just do a straight up ska.
Should we do a straight up ska song?
No.
That sounds like Blink 182 or something like that. I mean, pop punk is another road to go down.
I was going to say, when I was a teenager, NoFX and Bad Religion were my favorite bands.
Yeah.
I love harmonies.
Harmonies? Oh, we can do a lot of harmonies. Well, I'm good at harmonizing for... I try good. And do it. Good, good. So,
I mean,
yeah,
Queen,
we've harmonized
all
before.
The bands
you
I
and
like,
I have harmonized at some point. We've definitely harmonized. Yeah, we've, like, got into harmony holes.
Oh, yeah, we've harmonized. Yeah.
We're friends. All right, jerks.
Yeah, all the bands I like, I think the common thread is they have great harmonies and rich sort of multi-layered things going on.
That's cool.
Vocally.
Simon and Garfunkel.
I love Simon and Garfunkel.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So let's start with harmony. Where can we... I mean, we don't need to pick a genre. We can just pick harmony.
You want
to
pick a... Well, how do you pick a genre? That seems hard.
Pick a genre of song. Like, if you want to make any song, we could make... We can make a Queen anthem is what we can make. We can make a simple Queen anthem.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys want to make a Queen anthem? No? Shaking his head?
No? Oh. So complicated?
No, but if it's fucking We Will Rock You,
it's not complicated.
Nothing worse than a lazy musician.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? It's building the track. Hey, listen, asshole. If you want to be the incredibly talented bass player that we need to be in building the track, you can be in the building the track. You know what? This guitar sound is great. You're already doing it. Let's just do it. Let's do it. I mean, what are we going to beat around the bush? I mean, people, we got to build a track.
If you want to do a Queen song, I want to do like the most complicated Queen song.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fuck it. You know what, Cyrus? I'm not scared. I'm just saying.
You don't want to push yourself. Yeah. Brett doesn't want to push himself.
Brett doesn't want The guest is coming down on you for being a dick, man. You got to check yourself before you rig it direct.
Jack Black is here.
What's up, man? Flick a gig.
Oh man, he cornered that. I feel like I would be doing that if he didn't exist.
Yeah.
I would be like,
oh my God. You can't
nobody
do it.
Nobody can.
Yeah, nobody
He's
can.
He's the only one now who can go.
Dude, I mean, Buscemi cornered his thing, too. He's the only, like, bug-eyed turtle man that can exist. So I can't. You know, but I'm hotter than Buscemi, right?
You're hotter than Buscemi now.
Yeah, but when I'm fucking watch what happens live. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Let's shout out to Andy Cohen. Let's build a track. Let's build a track and let's come up. Let's come up
live.
Yeah.
Was let's that, come was up that with it? A, that was the podcast.
Let's come up with
podcast?
A name. This is the whole podcast. Guys, it's building the track and it's going to be great. Okay. Well, let's come up with a name for the song and then we'll start the clock. So, John Gemberling of the Channel 102 series Gemberling. What should be in the name of this? As Cyrus has made clear, he wants a complicated, complicated Queen anthem. Starlight on the water. I don't know.
What about It's Complicated?
It's Complicated? It's Complicated. All right.
It's Complicated.
All right, guys. It's Complicated. This is a very stupid name for a song, but this is the best. It's It's Complicated.
You're writing it down.
Well, it's for a picture later.
This is sounding good.
Okay. All right. I'm putting my mic in the mic stand. We're going to start a clock. Please stop farting. Jesus Christ.
You smell it?
Yeah.
Are we recording?
God, you disgusting pig. Disgusting fucking pig. You're a bad person, too. Don't do that. Anyway.
You smell it?
Fuck you.
You don't wash your hands when you shit.
Legendary story. I get it. Guess what?
You guys know that story?
We used to be in a great sketch comedy group. Me and John and Curtis and Brett Gelman. Curtis Gwynn and Brett Gelman. Shout out to the brighter side. And one time I went and took a shit in their disgusting apartment, which was covered in literally human shit. And I didn't wash my hands. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. They were like, dude, you're disgusting. Anyways,
we're
about to start a clock.
We said, did you wash your hands? And you said, oh, yeah, you guys always wash your hands when you take a shit.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No,
that
I
was
didn't.
The damning part. Because it was clearly something that you never did.
That's because I have a very clean shits that are like basically wrapped in saline. They're very sterile. They're wrapped in a saline jello jiggler.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. It's complicated. Let's start that clock.
Song?
Let's start the clock. We're gonna start. It's complicated. Is the name of the song? And it is starting. We got 19 minutes and 58 seconds.
Is there a song called It's Complicated?
No.
Okay.
There's a movie called It's Complicated.
Right.
It could be based on that what we think that movie is.
I know what that movie is.
All right.
You never saw It's Complicated?
It's Complicated. It's Jack Nicholson and Helen Hunt, right?
What?
Wait, It's Complicated. Who's in? Wait, why can't
Meryl
I think
Streep
of this?
And Alec Baldwin.
Oh my God! No, no. It
takes
no.
place in Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Here, let's write lyrics. Let's.
Santa Barbara.
So I like that. That's. Maybe Santa I can start out Barbara. With a long call from you.
Santa Barbara. You go, Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. So that's the start. That's great. That's the start of a great fucking Queen song right there. Santa Barbara. Queen, a typical Queen lyric. It's complicated. Oh my God, the farts are immense. Oh my God, fucking dick. All right. Oh man, we're building a track in the face of a lot of fart danger. A lot of fart danger and a lot of fart.
All right.
Stop it, man. That's terrible. It's affecting the fucking track. We have 20 minutes to make a song.
Shut up about it.
Santa Barbara.
Just sniff it.
Santa Barbara. So what's the next line? What's the next line? Santa Barbara.
If you want to do a Queen song, it's got to have a distinct part. It's like we have the
and then it's like junk, 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 junk,
junk, junk, junk, junk. You're saying distinct parts. Yeah. When you say distinct parts.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Santa Barbara. So then, okay. Santa Barbara is the. So.
Santa Barbara!
Yeah. Do that one more time.
Santa Barbara!
Yeah. Okay. So that's great. So that's the build, right? So, yeah.
Finding my way on the cobblestones.
Yeah. Finding my way on the brick cobblestones.
Stumbling along in an afternoon mist haze.
Stumbling along in an afternoon mist haze? Afternoon, Mist Haze. Then what?
Chocolate croissants on a Saturday.
Chocolate croissants on a Saturday.
Can't eat a meal, but I'm happy just to graze.
Graze. Can't eat a meal, but I'm happy just to graze. All right, so let's stop there and we'll get that done. But I'm happy. And that's a little key change, right?
Okay.
Happy just to graze. Gun, 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 gun. Ba, ba, ba. And then we'll do staccato harmony. Ba, 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 ba. Something like that. Santa Barbara, something like something staccato. Yeah.
So are you thinking? Can we lay this down and then move on, or
can't eat? What was the lyric? Can't eat a meal because
can't eat a meal, but I'm happy just to graze.
But I'm happy just to graze. This is about the movie It's Complicated. About as much as the movie It's Complicated. I've seen I've flipped past it on HBO.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
Oh my God. But I'm happy just to graze. Okay. So, Santa Barbara, finding your way on the cobblestones. Stumbling
along in an afternoon mist haze.
Mist haze.
What, do you just put hyphens sometimes?
Chocolate croissants on a Saturday.
Can't eat a meal, but I'm happy just to graze.
This is great. Whoa.
So you sing, finding my way on the cobblestones.
Finding my way on the cobblestones. Stumbling along in an afternoon mist haze.
Chocolate croissants.
Finding my way on the cobblestones. Stumbling along in an afternoon mist haze. Yeah, do that again. Finding my way on the cobblestones. Stumbling along in an afternoon mist haze. Yes! This is a great track. Chocolate let's do the whole thing.
Finding my way.
One, two, three, four. Finding my way on the cobblestones. One, two, three, four. Finding my way on the cobblestones. Stumbling along in the afternoon mist haze.
chocolate croissants on a Saturday. Can't eat a meal, but I'm happy just to graze.
Dude, this is gonna be so great. I love this. Okay, so do you think we got that? Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara. We should have four bars. Yeah, four bars of Santa Barbara, California. Santa Barbara, California. Like that.
Okay.
You go, Santa Barbara, and say it alone one time. Hold on. Hold on, guitar. Can we just get these vocals down? Guys, we're building a track in 20 minutes. How much time do we have left?
12 left.
Okay, 12 minutes, 54 seconds. Let's fucking do it, bro. All right. So it's happy just too great. Dun, dun, dun. Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara.
What's your note?
Santa Barbara,
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 Barbara,
Santa 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 Barbara.
But now we have to keep this ball in the air.
Veruca Salty.
So's my cum.
Okay, guys, we have fun. We're building a track in 20 minutes. Okay. Okay, that is great. So then it's can we quiet for a second? So, oh my God. So that's what it goes into. Should we be quiet and just let you play this piano shit?
Yeah.
Wait.
What happened?
Because I love that. Oh, did it stop recording?
Well, no, we're still good.
Okay.
We're queening out the Pro Tools.
We're queening. Oh, it's really complex. Oh, wow. Guys, we're burning out the Pro Tools. We're pushing technology to its limits. It's bursting at its seams. We're all right, great. Here we go. Guys, this is pure steampunk. All right, so let's come up with the next lines. You're the best lyrics writer in the history of building the track. So,
are you wanting to go back to that verse there?
We have to come back. Now we have to layer on a very ghostly Santa Barbara, and then that is harmonized. Santa Barbara. And go into space a little bit and let it ride.
Okay.
And then come back into that very structured. Okay, you know what I mean?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. So then let's repeat. Go back to finding my way on the cobblestone. I think so. We do another verse of that. Yeah, I'm saying. Let's do it. Let's write these lyrics.
Searching around for an architect.
Searching around. This is very Rush now.
You've seen it's complicated.
For an architect, Alec Baldwin will suffice, I suppose. No Alec Baldwin. It should be more conceptual.
Searching around
for an architect. Just what the heck do you expect, my friend?
Okay.
Just what the heck do you expect, my friend?
Searching around for an architect. Just what the heck do you expect, my friend?
Expect, my friend.
Getting lost, getting lost on the...
Wait a second, hold on.
Surfing, surfing away.
The blueprints unfurled on my kitchenette.
The blueprints unfurled. The blueprints unfurled
on my kitchenette.
Kitchenette.
Plotting the tracks of the breakfast nook. It's Hutch. What?
It's gotta rhyme with friend.
Friend. What do you expect, my friend?
Plotting. I like plotting. Plotting the...
Plotting. Plotting the points of my friendships with my friends.
It's got to rhyme with friend.
It's got to rhyme with friends? Oh.
What about dementia? Like...
Bilbo Baggins sure lives at Bag End.
Blueprints unfurled on the kitchenette.
Just what the heck? The blueprints unfurled on the kitchenette.
Plotting the points of my life into the...
Plotting my points of my life.
Plotting the points of my life in dimensions.
Dimensions.
Yeah.
The points of my life.
Searching around for an architect. Just what the heck?
All right, let's get these lyrics down. Yeah.
Searching around
for an architect. Just what the heck do you expect, my friend? The blueprints unfurled on the kitchenette. Plotting the points of my life in dimensions. Where does it end?
Okay, stop it. Let's just think for a second. That's great. That solo is right in there. That solo is right in the pocket. And then let's get some thundering bass right after that. It's just like...
I feel like there needs to be like a slowdown too. Like we need to hit a wall of like... But like... But it's...
Oh yeah, you're right. Let's hit a grand... Right after this, where you expect the staccato thing to be, let's go into that, Zyra. Like... Where the staccato thing was, let's go into bow, bow, da, da, bow, bow, da, da, bow, bow, da, da, bow. Yeah.
It's all about.
Like. We have to come up with, like, after this.
We have 4 minutes.
Okay, we have 4 minutes left. So let's come up with another little thing in this 4 minutes. Another part of the song. Because we already have the end. So, hold on 1 second. I'm Cyrus, am I right that we already... Sorry. Am I right that we already kind of have the end in that one bit that we, like, faded out on?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's do a little part that's... Very pretty, and it's very pretty, and it's sweet, and it's very little pretty, and it's musical theater, like that.
Okay, yeah.
So let's come up with some shit that's like really, really, really retarded. I'm a pretty, like, just non sequitur. I think it's like,
But it's like the B plot of It's Complicated. So what if it's complicated? It's like an affair. Who is this woman? It's like operatic, like really dumb. Cabin by the lake. Oh, for goodness sake. We got 319. We got to do it. I trust Gemberling more than myself when it comes to coming up with
hotel with room in the clouds.
Hotel in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds. That's great.
We do need bass for that one part. Okay.
All right, let's get some bass down and hotel room in the clouds.
We can go off time too, like hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds. Hotel room in the clouds. Hotel room. Hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds.
Room number.
Hotel room in the clouds. Hotel room in the
clouds. Laying down bass for building the track. It's a necessary part of the track. Yes. Sounds pretty good. Hotel room. Hotel room in the clouds. Turn the music up loud.
Hotel room in the clouds. Turn the music up loud.
We're about to record it, so we just gotta write it. Turn the music up loud. Hotel room in the clouds. This is just turns into just us snapping. So let's come up with a little transition to just me and Gembo snapping and go, hotel room in the clouds, turn the music up loud. Hotel room in the clouds, turn the music up loud.
Hotel room in the clouds, turn the music up loud. Hotel room in the clouds,
turn the music up loud.
Hotel
we can come up, we have a minute and 29 seconds. We can come up with, hotel room in the clouds, turn the music up loud. Turn the music up loud in hotel room in the clouds. Or
how do you avoid the crowds?
How do you avoid the crowds? Yeah, that's really cute. How do you avoid the crowds? In the hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds.
Turn the music up loud. How do you avoid the crowds?
In your hotel room
in the clouds. Hotel room in the clouds. Turn the music up loud. How do you avoid the crowds? In the hotel room in hotel in the
hotel in the clouds.
In my hotel room in the clouds.
In my hotel room in the clouds. Hotel room. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Hotel room. Snap. Gembo.
Hotel room in the clouds. How do?
One, two, three. Hotel room in the clouds. Turn the music up loud. How do you avoid the crowds? In the hotel room in the clouds. Hotel room in the clouds. Turn the music up loud. How do you avoid the crowds? In the hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel
room in the clouds. Turn the music up loud. How do you avoid the crowds? In the hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds.
Hotel room in the clouds. Hotel room in the hotel room in the
clouds. In the clouds. In the clouds.
Clouds.
In the clouds. In the
clouds. Yeah!
In the clouds. In the
clouds. That's 20 minutes. All right. That's it. The bell rang. We gotta call it quits right after this.
Colin Quinn.
That was the best. This may just win. I mean, this is really good. Bye.
my sponsor, Squarespace.
Check out my sponsors, Squarespace. It's a beautiful and intuitive website platform that allows anyone to create professional web pages, man, blogs, man, online stores, man, and galleries on a single platform. Simply start with one of a Squarespace award-winning designs, man, and add images, content, and anything you'd like to sell online. Then connect your social accounts, and you'll Ricky have a website that looks great on every Ricky device. All Squarespace accounts come with award-winning 24/7 support, as well as cloud hosting and real-time analytics. If you sign up for a year, they even give you free domain name. Whether you're a creative professional, business owner, blogger, Squarespace makes it easy to bring your life, your ideas to life. Start your website for free at squarespace.com, man. Go to squarespace.com, /Breffelcast, man, and enter a free trial. No credit card required, man. If you decide to purchase, click enter an offer code below the pricing at checkout and enter the offer code TRACK to get the 10% discount. That's track like tracksuit, which is what I wear when I play my steel drum, man. Me Ricky drum, man. Me Ricky Kingston, man. That's squarespace.com/Refflecast. Offer code TARCK track, man. Squarespace. Everything you need to create an exceptional web. Me Ricky Bow Bow Refflecast.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio Boom.com. The wolf dead.